Kananaskis Country. Thousands of visitors will soon be flocking to Kananaskis Country to witness the fleeting transformation of larches, a unique subset of coniferous trees, as their needles turn from green to brilliant yellow. It's why Alberta Parks is advising anyone planning to take in the seasonal phenomenon to have a plan B, C, and even a plan D. We're fully expecting Kananaskis Country is going to be extremely busy with larch season, especially if the weather is favorable, said Debbie Mucha, Kananaskis West Area Manager with Alberta Parks. Alberta Parks is gearing up for what has become one of the busiest times of year in the province's backyard mountain playground, especially with the rise of social media and listicles gone viral naming the top 10 larch hikes to see this fall. We do have planning in place, which we do every year for larch season, and especially this year with the Highwood Pass area having limited parking and intermittent and ongoing closures due to the ongoing construction, said Mucha. The Highwood Meadows day use area, which currently accommodates about 60 vehicles with access to several hiking trails off Highway 40, will see its parking capacity expanded in a paving project that began in July and is expected to take until November 2025 to complete. The work means there will be very limited parking, if any, available at Highwood Pass, a popular hiking destination for larch hikes. Alberta Parks is advising would-be larch lookers to avoid the area altogether. We're not allowing roadside parking, and that would include the Highwood Meadows Interpretive Trail, Pocatera Cirque and Pocatera Ridge Routes, Arethusa Cirque and Ptarmigan Cirque, said Mucha. The best resource for visitors to look at is to go to advisories on albertaparks.ca prior to setting out and just ensuring that they're familiar with what's open, what's closed, if there's any wildlife warnings in the area or construction closures. That would be the first step. Mucha described construction in the Highwood as short-term pain for long-term gain, and recommended having a backup plan for an alternative hike if parking is not available at a chosen trailhead. It's also advised to avoid parking along roadways anywhere in Kananaskis as it poses a public safety risk and can impact emergency vehicle access, as well as in ditches, which can damage vegetation. Friends of Kananaskis Country Executive Director Trevor Julian recommended going out midweek or early in the morning to avoid crowds. In 2023, Kananaskis Country saw 4.7 million visitors. If you have to go on the weekend, try to avoid midday, he said. There's also lots of great spots in Kay Country to see the larches that aren't in the Highwood Pass. In fall 2022, 1,218 respondents to an Alberta Parks-led study of visitor and recreation use in the Highwood Pass said they were predominantly using area trails such as Ptarmigan Cirque, Arethusa Cirque and Pocatera Ridge Cirque. That year, there were 4.3 million visitors, with 450,000 of those visiting in September alone. In every month surveyed, respondents suggested more parking to improve visitor experience, but most notably in September and at Highwood Meadows Day Use Area, coinciding with the onset of the busy larch hiking season, which lasts about 3 to 4 weeks through September and October. Julian recommended Chester Lake, Centennial Ridge, Yamnuska, Mount Lorette Ponds, Prairie View and Buller Pass Trails as a few alternatives to take in the larches where there are also larger parking lots. Julian and Mucha also cautioned visitors to be considerate of wildlife movements in the fall and to be prepared for rapidly changing weather. This is also a busy time for the animals. In terms of bears, they are trying to consume as many calories as they can so they're out and about, said Julian. For ungulates like moose and elk, it's rutting season. Give them a large clearance when you see them because they can be aggressive, he said. It's important to carry bear spray, keep it accessible and know how to use it, as well as pack an emergency satellite phone, along with an extra battery. Often where larches are located in Kananaskis, we don't have cell coverage, so make sure you leave a good trip plan with a trusted family member or friend, said Mucha. Regardless of larch season and fall hiking, the weather can change quickly in the mountains, so be prepared for your hike. Pack those extra layers, including warm layers, rain gear and good footwear, as well. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.